In his Christmas message to the public yesterday, Governor Emmanuel Adil advised citizens to be mindful of their responsibilities to protect themselves and their property.
Let us promote the welfare of our families, communities, and all the citizens of South Sudan by building love, peace, and harmony among ourselves as people of God and our nation, South Sudan.
The governor says the state has taken precautions to ensure a safe holiday season.
I would like to assure the citizens that the state government has taken all necessary measures to ensure that the security situation in all the counties is calm and in order to enable the citizens to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, peacefully.
Some citizens in Mangala Payam of Central Equatoria State are calling on authorities to do more and address chronic insecurity in the area. Sule Ladu Sule, a community leader of Mangala Payam, told the South Sudan in Focus deadly clashes between indigenous people of Mangala and some cattle herders from Bor community of Jongole State are worsening the state of insecurity in the area. Sule says the conflict, which began last week, killed more than a dozen people and displaced scores of people. He calls on the state and national governments to prioritize addressing insecurity in the area.
We can no longer coexist with them again, because should some people come and attack their cattle camps, they would think we are the ones who attacked them. So the community of Mangala now wants the community of Thinkabor in Mangala to return to their place of origin so that they don't cause for us more problems again.
Sule says coexisting with the empty cattle herders has proved challenging in recent months because cattle tend to destroy crops and farmlands. Mayom Atenewai, Secretary General of Bor Community, told this program last week that the clashes that left at least 15 people dead was provoked after unidentified gunmen from Central Equatoria State attacked a cattle camp belonging to Dinga Bor herders in a village of Mangala Payam. Relations between the cattle herders and several communities in parts of Central and Eastern Equatoria States has deteriorated in recent months. Last month, Governor Adil ordered cattle herders to return to their places of origin, saying part of the insecurity in his state is due to the presence of cattle herders.
I extend my humble condolences to the families and communities that lost their dear ones due to various causes, including conflicts in some parts of Central Equatoria State for the last couple of months.
In 2017, President Salva Kiir issued a presidential order calling on all cattle herders to return their livestock to their places of origin. The order has largely remained unimplemented. Addressing a high-level meeting of the ruling party SPLM early this month in the capital Juba, Kiir told the state and national government officials he decided to relocate his own cattle from Central Equatoria State after issuing the order in order to help minimize conflicts in the Equatoria region. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.